Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah akmaduhu wasta'inu wasta'dihi wastaghfiruhu. Ashhadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu ashhadu anna Muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala karil muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. We praise him. We seek his assistance. I seek his guidance and I seek his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and his blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us most clear his book and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life. And completed my blessings of favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself to have regard, taqwa, consciousness for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, I again greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kala thalika. Ma kunna nabki fartada alay athari ma kasasa sadaqallahu al-deen. The translation is as follows. And Moses exclaimed, that was the place which we were seeking. And the two turned back, retracing their footsteps. That is the 64th ayat of the 18th surah. And we say, Salakallahu wa Deen, we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. And today's khutbah title is Retracing Our Steps. Retracing our steps. And I guess you could say the subtitle is Moses and the Rock. Moses and the Rock. A reported hadith based on the authority of Abu Dar al-Ghafiri, radiallahu anhu, and from the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And among the sayings, he relates that the Prophet has said that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said that, O my servants, I have forbidden wrongdoing for myself and I have made it forbidden for you. Therefore, do not wrong one another. O my servants, all of you are lost except those whom I have guided. Therefore, seek guidance from me. I will guide you. And then there is much more to this hadith, reported hadith, but for this time, this is the only part that I'm using for today. And another reported hadith from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. He's reported to have said that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, there is no human being but that upon his head are reins in the hands of an angel. When he shows humility, the angel is ordered to lift his reins that he may advance on a straight path. When he shows arrogance, the angel is ordered to fasten his reins that he may stifle in misguidance. Excuse me. So, dear Muslims, again, during this weekend that we are going through in America, in this country, and we know it's the weekend of the Thanksgiving tradition, and we know how we look at this from a ritualistic point of view, and I believe that over the last few years that it's taking on more of a nature of a time to be thankful. And for us, we have Friday as a time that we are thankful for every week, inshallah. And we practice being thankful at least 5 times a day with a goal of making that 24 hours a day. And I'm not saying that those who do not practice our way of life, who do not practice our faith, are not trying to be thankful more than just this weekend. I'm just speaking to us about how we approach this date on the calendar and every other day on the calendar. And we know that we are not to sever the blood ties. And most of us have grown up, getting together and enjoying family, and we should still do that. And when I was thinking and making serious dua over the last couple of weeks for a subject just for today's khutbah, something about being reflective kept coming to my mind. And I know the big word for this weekend is thankful. And we use grateful. We use grateful sometimes as well, but sometimes we also need to be reflective in that as well. And this means to be in deep thought or thoughtful about something. So as in the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that and during my readings in the last few Fridays, I've come across the story of Musa in the Quran, alayhi salam, and Moses as he is known in the scriptures. And as I read this, and as I read this, this one ayah began to make me somewhat reflective. And I thought about, really, what is Allah giving us here? We know that in the story of Moses, his journey, and we are to gain lessons for this for our own life. We're not given anything in the Quran that's not to benefit us in our own life. And the biggest one we take from this lesson that's inside of Surah 18 is, of course, the sabr, patience. And he meets the wise man. The first thing he's told by the wise man is that you will not have sabr with me. You will not have patience with me. You're not there yet. But I think there is also so much more inside of that story. Now, I could just know, because I definitely won't say the word assume, but I could just know that everyone has read Surah 18 as per the instructions of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, who is reported to have said this: whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jummah will have a light that will shine from him from one Friday to the next. Whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jummah, he is immune for 8 days from all fitna that will happen. Now, fitna, fitna is the word for trouble, chaos. It's Jummah, so I won't say, but you know what fitna is. We all know what fitna is. I bring this up because it is only 7 days until the next Jummah. So if you're given 8 days, that's a coverage. You're getting 8 days of immunity. And so the Jummahs fit inside of that. Now, that doesn't mean that someone else who has some fitna don't want to invade your space. Don't get that wrong. Don't think you're gonna be in the boy in the bubble, and think you're gonna rise above fitna. That's not going to happen. But it's gonna be immune for you, and let you help deal with that. And I'm going to bring more about this surah later in another khutbah, inshallah. But it is very important because of the lessons that are inside of us for us to gain a protection from reading this surah. So Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, is one of those lessons. He was on a journey And as with all the prophets, alayhi salam to all the prophets, we are to learn from the stories, the personalities. Learn to see how these fit into us. Because each one of them have a place inside of our own personality. See how this story has a place in our life for us. And today I've decided to look at Moses, alayhi salam, and the ayah says, and Moses exclaimed, that was the place which we were seeking. And the two turned back, retracing their footsteps. So here's some background. The story begins with, and Moses said to his servant, I shall not give up until I reach the junction of the two seas, even if I have to spend untold years in my quest. So Moses was on a journey, and we can look at it in the context of the story. It was a journey to learn. We can look at it at the journey at life itself as well. Don't just look at it as a journey that he was on. He was on down there, you know, on Carolina Beach. He was in life. This was life. Look at this journey as life as well. It was a journey to gain knowledge. And he said he was going to the junction of the two seas. And we look at this as it has been said that it could be allegorical. We know that this could be allegorical. Some have said that it's actually concrete. But the two seas represents two sources of streams of knowledge. The meaning of that which is the real goal of Moses' quest. When he says he will spend untold years, so the word is hukup, and it's been translated long period, four ages, long travels. The word literally means just that. This is not a short trip. It is 80 years at least. So it can be taken as a long travel. It needs to be taken as a long span of time. And we know what he says to his servant, which has been said to be Joshua, to bring our meal. And he was told that the shaitan made Joshua forget to mention to him that the fish, which was to be their meal, took away into the water when they were at the rock that they had stopped at. Now, if he was looking for the two junctions, the two seas at the junctions, and they were at a rock, but yet they didn't recognize the seas there. Just hold on to that. So their forgetting is the symbolic fish is perhaps a hint that man frequently forgets about God being the ultimate source of knowledge in life. Because if you think, well, if they were at the rock, and this is you know, later on, this is where they're supposed to be at, how did they not know they were there? So Moses was seeking. He was seeking knowledge. And he was willing to spend untold years in this pursuit of this knowledge. And the word for seek, the root is bagah. And inside of this word, in the meaning of this word, is oppression. Treat unjustly, hate, injustice. And so, you know, this is reflection. So I began to reflect. Why would a word that has a meaning of seek, that in the Quran, it right here, it says seek, be surrounded by all of these other meanings? Well, when you look at the environment Moses was in, he was an outcast. He was thrown out of Egypt. He was back to being orphan, literally. He was hated. He was oppressed. He was treated unfairly. And remember, when we are speaking of Moses today, think of ourselves as that personality. Think of how it fits our lives. He was out wandering. But he also had a purpose. See, our lives have a purpose. But sometimes we too can seem like we're looking for those junctions of the two seas. We too are looking for that rock. And they call junctions, they also call them crossroads. So this is a place where two or more things join or they meet. And as I move on,
Then
the two turned back. Fired dad dad. This comes from rad dad. This word comes from rad dad. And it means to send back, turn back. So when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, became leader of the Ummah, the Muslims, and he was dealing with the resistance of his authority, because there were those who decided, since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed, this meant the termination of the contracts and the agreements. This meant Muhammad's gone, then hey, we can, it's over with. And upon news of this, Abu Bakr had to make a decision. And it was narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, when the Messenger of Allah died, Abu Bakr became Khalifa after him. And the Arabs reverted to Kufar, disbelief. And Umar said, Abu Bakr, how can you fight the people when the Messenger of Allah said, I have been commanded to fight the people until they say La ilaha illallah. And whoever says La ilaha illallah, his wealth and his life are safe from me, except for the right that is due. And his reckoning will be with Allah the mighty, the sublime. And Abu Bakr said, I will fight whoever separates the salat and the zakat. For zakat is the compulsory right to be taken from wealth. By Allah, if they will hold from me a young goat that they used to give to the Messenger of Allah, I will fight them from withholding it. And Umar said, by Allah, as soon as I saw that Allah had expanded the chest of Abu Bakr to fighting, I knew that it was the truth. So this war that was to happen, that happened, was because it was called the Ridda Wars. It was called the Ridda Wars, right? And because of these wars, it happened because those they reverted back to the pre-Islamic times, before they came into al-Islam. The ways before they accepted al-Islam, before they accepted Muhammad. And this word is something that happens to us. It's not used in this story with Musa just because. It's in the context of this ayat. And in the story, we need to see the purpose of what Allah, and of course, Allahu Alam. Allah is all-knowing. And I say that because this is my thought pattern. This is how I look at it. And the example of the Ridda Wars, people go backwards. And they change their minds. Sometimes they think something is for them when it really isn't. And they get in over their head, so to speak. Or they realize that the oppression of the wilderness that they're in is too much for them. And as I close this first part, the hate that there can be from those closest to them. Sometimes hate doesn't matter when it's the ones you expect to hate you. When you know somebody doesn't like you, you know why they don't like you, that motivates you. But when the ones that are the closest to you, the ones you don't expect to hate you, that can get to you. The ones that you want the most love from, when they hate you and show you some type of injustice, it causes the most fitna. It causes the most troubles for you. And remember, these type of holidays bring some of the most stressful times for a lot of us. Because we have to deal with those who are still not happy. We gave up a lot of those traditions that they hold dear. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الوقت حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Retracing our steps. So we're moving on. We're still Ridda. So when Moses, alayhi salam, was retracing his steps, when he decided he needed to go back, it was because he knew what he was seeking was not on the path he was currently on. In our lives, we have had times where we just sit and think, how this is not working for me. Something must be wrong because I just don't feel like this is leading me anywhere. You know, you hit that wall, you just feel like you're going in circles. Allah is El Hadi. He's the guy. And in the opening report of Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no human being that upon his head are the reins of an angel. When he shows humility, the angel is ordered to lift the reins that he may advance straight on the straight path. When he shows arrogance, the angel is ordered to fasten his reins that he may stifle in misguidance. Now, for us to be guided by Allah, we must be willing to accept that guidance. What the Prophet is telling us is there is no guidance from Allah when we are arrogant. If Moses had continued to go on that path he was on, even after he was told the fish had got away at that rock, he could have said, well, we'll find something else to eat later on. Let's keep going. And who was Moses, alayhi salam, sent to deal with? He was sent to deal with the arrogant leadership of Pharaoh. That's a big key to understanding this. In this concept that a humble man is going to deal with an arrogant man. Humble leadership is going to deal with arrogant leadership. For Moses to not change his thoughts and continue on the same path would have been arrogant. But when he was willing to humble and think, and I use the word think because it's so important, remember, this is all about retracing our steps. Think is being reflective. Why did something happen? Why did the fish, and there are commentaries about the fish, it was cooked, it became alive, it swam away, and others. But the point of it was that it was the place where Moses needed to be for what he was seeking. It was where Allah wanted him to be. He had to think. And Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that Moses had the rational urge. Not the spiritual urge. Moses is symbolic of the rational urge of man. So the rational urge being in Moses brought his visions down from the heavens to the earth. Or down from the spiritual realm to the earthly realm. Down from the psyche or the soul and the psyche to the purpose. The earth is where the soul finds its purpose. Have you heard that before? Get ye down from here. The Imam always spoke in Quran. Moses was able to be humble enough to get out the sign that he was given, and he was headed in the wrong direction. So with the Ridda Wars, they went back to the wrong beliefs. The pre-Islamic behaviors, they even accepted new prophets. They became arrogant. And well, for the time being, because we know what's going on now, but because Allah blessed the Muslims at the time to be able to get that under control and continue to expand the community, because that was His will. The point of that is arrogance leads to backsliding and humbleness leads to progress. And Moses is showing us in this story that the rational urge that is inside of all of us is to seek Allah's guidance. And knowledge that comes only from Allah. Brothers and sisters, what other guidance should we be seeking? What other knowledge should we want? Anytime we go out in search of knowledge, we're on God's path till we return. And God will make it easy for us, a path to paradise. This is reported Hadith of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That is what any rational person would and should want out of life. You know, we live in that what's the meaning of life world. You know, what's the meaning of life? Everybody wants to know what the meaning of life. Well, to get that answer, we must be humble enough to allow to guide us to the answers, even though it's right here in the Quran. It starts with, I have created you for my worship, meaning we are to be workers and go from there. We are to be busy. We are to be seeking. We must be willing to say, wait, I need to step back and retrace my steps. Maybe I'm not doing this right. Go back to that rock just like Moses did. I need to go back where I might have taken the wrong turn or I missed the sign and listen. It was never once mentioned or implied that Moses was on the wrong path. It's not in there. It's not there. It was just mentioned that for what he was seeking, he understood that he had to go back. When we learn something, we always see that it's easier way of learning it if we keep repeating, if we keep seeking, we keep teaching ourselves over and over again. And who was best to give us something to learn than Allah, the best of teachers? Remember, we are all Moses. We all have Moses' personality inside of us. We want to gain the knowledge that will give us that better life we seek. And because we know that he was going to meet a wise man, right? We know that the story is saying he's going to meet a wise man. That's what he was seeking. He must have been looking for something better. And this wise man does not just mean he was going to meet a man, a physical man. We have to get off that level. We understand he was the one who assisted Moses to find the way, helping Moses learn the ways of wisdom. So this wise man could be seen as wisdom. Moses was on a search for wisdom. And Imam Muhammad said that wisdom is not to see moral life separate from rational life. Don't see moral life separate from rational life. So let us not look at the story of Moses just going to meet a wise man. Let us see him on a journey seeking wisdom. Are we not all on that same search for wisdom? And regardless of how many years we have under our belts. And remember Moses, alayhi salam, he said that he will travel as long as it took. And the word means 80 years, right? At least 80 years. And I don't need to ask really those around us to raise our hand by ages. But the point of it is, it doesn't start at birth. This wasn't 80 years from birth. It was from the moment you realize that you can learn from Allah, and the moment you realize that you're concerned with the principles of right and wrong, good and bad, of your own character. That's when your search begins. That's what moral means. And Imam said this understanding is not to be separate from your rational life. It has to go side by side, parallel, intertwined, however you want to understand it, with your reason and our logic. And we heard, and I heard a lot over the last weekend, Imam Shuaib mentioned the Imam's theory. And we have to understand it's a theory. It ain't just a saying. It's a theory. The Imam's theory is, and we're students, and we need to be solid understanding it and applying it. His language, logic, and sensitivities. Wisdom is not separating moral life and rational life. That's a theory. Rational has a synonym of wise. See how it came all the way back? Moses, alayhi salam, was going to meet the wise man. He was going to become more grounded in both his moral life and his rational life. This is how we have to look at our lives. We have to sometimes take ourselves and go retracing our steps. Maybe we can find that guidance in something that Allah has for us. Why would we think that each road is the only road? There are many paths. And these many paths lead to the same destination. Every week we are commanded by the Prophet, and which we are obligated to do. And I say that because in the Quran, Allah says, "He who obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah." If Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has told us to do something and we do it, we are obeying Allah. And we are told to read this surah every week. We are told to read the Quran every day. We are told to hold on to what we have been given. So inside of the surah are benefits for us. Something must be here for us to get, and every week we can step back and reflect. We can step back and reflect on what's going on in our lives and see if we need to go back to where that fish has gotten away at that rock. And go back to see if there is that where our wise man is waiting to give us something of knowledge that we did not know. If Moses was willing to spend 80 years in search of this knowledge, how much time are we willing to spend? We have to ask ourselves that. This is a personal thing. It's a personal choice. Juma is for reflection. This is a holiday of reflection now in this country. You know, no need to try and avoid it. We have tons of family that are not at Juma today. They're probably making turkey sandwiches right now. You know. But the things have changed. It's not like it was years ago. You know. They still try to dress it up like it do. They still, you know, making material like they always going to do everything. But it's too much going on. It's too much seriousness going on right now. And for us, the believers, we have to be clear-minded. Listen, the fish got away from the rock, right? That's where the fish got away from. It didn't get away from anywhere else where they were at. It got away when they were at the rock. And when Moses was ready for the meal, he was told the fish got away at the rock. What is the symbol of the rock for this holiday? Plymouth Rock. Somewhere on Plymouth Rock, the fish got away. But the arrogance wouldn't allow for the guidance. The arrogance would not allow Allah to let the angels release the reins. Another opening hadith of Muhammad when he said that my servants, Allah has said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my servants, all of you are lost except those whom I have guided. Therefore, seek guidance from me and I will guide you. Seek only the guidance that Allah has. And we are reminded this every time we read this story. That if we need to go back to that rock, be humble to do so. Because only Allah is worthy of guidance. Only Allah can guide you. How merciful is Allah that He has given you a story to show you that a man such as Moses, alayhi salam, would humble himself to step back and reflect and retrace his steps in the right way for what he knew would be the most benefit. We can see it in all the prophets. They were all willing to retrace their steps. Our second father, Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Abraham in the scriptures. In his search, how many times in his mistakes, in what he thought was the creator, was his willingness to keep rethinking, keep stepping back in his search until he actually found Allah? Adam, alayhi salam, in his repentance, he humbles himself. That was ability to step back. These are examples for us to use in our lives. And as I end, there's a quote that says, the next best thing to knowing something is knowing where to find it. We all have been given that rock. We all have some crossroad, a junction we must go back to for us to gain knowledge. And that doesn't mean we stay there. It never wants this. Remember, because when he gets back to that rock, that's where he meets the wise man. That's where his journey begins. So it's not going back to the rock and you stay there. That's where your journey begins. That's where the life begins. For us to become better, for us to gain wisdom, we must be willing to be humble and to humble ourselves to Allah, to retrace our steps. And as the quote says, knowing where to find it. And Allah has given us all our wise man at that rock to find it. We just have to recognize it and do it and retrace our steps. Now, inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. And before I